mentioned before, remembering, is Jack Elmore.
Yeah, well, that was Ethel's husband.
Tell me about him.
Oh, well, he wasn't nothing but a drunk and a crook.
Well, that sums it up fairly quickly.
Huh?
That tells quickly what he did.
Well, that's all he was.
What was his occupation?
Well, he worked in the treasurer's office. And he got, you know, got so they had to let him go. But that's where he worked, in the treasurer's office.
One of the other people I remember hearing about from my parents was Aunt Amelia.
Who?
Aunt Amelia. Do you know who she was?
No. What was it?
Aunt Amelia.
Yes. I know who she was. Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but, oh yes, I knew her too.
What was her name?
She married a man named Hicks. Mm-hmm. And that's Aunt Amelia Hicks. But all of them are gone now.
Where did she live and what did she do?
I don't know whether you know. Her husband, oh, they owned a little piece of land up there, where some close to Daniel's High School up on the high up there. That, mm-hmm. Now.
Apparently, she also did washing.
Oh yes, they did. That was what they had to do. As that lady said, there wasn't nothing else for them to do but work in the fields and do domestic work like that, you see.
Do you remember Mrs. Prince from Calhoun?
Now, what you told me. Now, that is, of course I remember Mrs. Prince. Now, but I wasn't on. My grandmother knew Miss Prince. Miss Prince had never been married. Mm-hmm. And Miss Prince had this daughter, Essie. But when she went to keep house for Clemson, the people pretend, lots of people said that was his child, but she wasn't. My mother's grandmother said Miss Prince was, her name was Jane Prince. Said Miss Prince that had that child before she went there. But you know how people do. But he gave her a nice place. And I don't blame him. There was nothing wrong about it. And he took her and that child and gave her home. She was his housekeeper. I don't see. But that child does not belong to him, because my grandmother said that child was a good-sized child. And Miss Jessie went there, and Miss Prince went away. But you know how people are.
I suppose, particularly in a small town, people do a lot of talking.
Well, you know, they don't think about nothing but something. That's most people don't think about nothing but something low all the time. But my grandmother says not a bit of truth. Say, Miss, back then, it's not like it was now. Back then, it was terrible to have a child out of wedlock. But now, they have them out of wedlock and everything else, if you ask me. And think nothing about it. And you see, after that, Miss Prince was kind of outcast-like. And it was well he took her and gave her home. And she was kept house for him.
So you have no idea who the child's father was?
Oh, no, I don't know. That was before my time. But I know Miss Prince. Well, sure I know Miss Prince. Essie too, as a daughter.
People in the town seem to have liked them very well.
Huh?
People in the town seem to have liked them very well.
Well, she was a damn. She was a good person. She was. Miss Prince was.
And
just
she lived.
She's just an humble woman. I don't know. I guess, you know, but she was. But her house is down there, but I don't know. What Clemson gave him, he's still there.
She lived to be a pretty old age, too, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she did. She certainly did.
Well, you didn't live too far now from where one of the people you mentioned earlier lived, Aaron Boggs.
Huh?
Aaron Boggs lived close by now to where you are.
Oh, he lived right up the road there. And you know I know Mr. Elmire and him just like anything else. Old man Boggs.
Did they have a big house?
Yes, it is. It was a big, it hadn't been too long, don't we, since all these things been sold and everything. Yes, they had a nice house. We used to go there to buy. He had a gin, and he had a, what is that thing when you do the gin to cotton? And that old gin was still there when I was growing up. And he had the bridge across, that was a railroad. He had a bridge across the railroad. It's called Bob's Bridge. Oh, I remember him well, remember when he died.
Did you know people who worked for him?
Oh, most people worked for him. Now, you know, like me young men, they had to work, you know, he had the land and everything, and they did. Oh, yeah, sure, I know Mr. Darren Ball, but I don't know who all worked for him, because most people did. A lot of people did, because he owned a whole lot of stuff. I told you where that study hall is now. That was his. He had cotton in it. Everything over there. Lots of people worked for him.
One of the other people who had land near here was Mrs. Campbell, Macrina Campbell. Do you remember her?
Who?
Macrina Campbell.
That was Miss Fanny Campbell's mother.
Mm-hmm.
This used to belong to them. All this place up here used to belong to them.
How did she get so much land?
I don't know. When I saw her, she sitting up in there. She was very old, sitting there smoking a pipe. I never will forget. But now I know Miss Fanny. I think land was cheap then, and these people that had little sense and had a little money could get some.
Well, tell me about Miss Fanny.
Oh, I don't want to tell you about her, because Miss Fanny was a mess.
Well, it sounds interesting at any rate.
Huh?
It sounds interesting at any
well,
rate.
Well, she was just a... I don't know. And she had this one son, his name was Newt. And now Miss Fanny married, was that Miss your grandmother's brother? She married a Cocker.
Yes.
Sure, I know Miss Fanny.
Well, speaking of my grandmother, what can you tell me about her boarding house?
Huh?
What can you tell me about Miss Smith's boarding house?
Well, I just know she had boarders down there. And she had a lot. It hadn't been too long. To me, it just seemed like it hadn't been too long. But I remember when she moved down there from where she was living up there. And she had a boarding house down there. And we just thought that was the finest thing in the world, because we were just children. We hadn't seen nothing but the woods and that little house here and there.
Do you remember the building that was there before her house?
No, I don't think it was nothing there. I don't remember. I just remember when she moved down there in that house. And
Well, let me ask you one more question about when you were a child. Other than the games you made up about entertainment, what about Christmas? Was Christmas something special?
Oh, that, it's not special to children now because they have too much. But when Christmas come, you see when they gonna get apples and oranges and candy, and that was something big for us. But now we can go get that anytime. The children now. That is just special for us. And look like it never was gonna come.
Did you have a tree or stockings?
Oh, we had stockings.
What about a Christmas tree?
Well, we never had a Christmas tree in our house. But I had the first Christmas tree. We decided we was going to have a Christmas tree. And we did, and that was when we started doing things.
And Christmas was just as long coming for children then as it was later on.
Yeah, you see, now the children have everything. they don't pay much attention to things now. But we see that was the only time we got anything, you know.
Were there any other special holidays?
No, not that I know anything about. I knew the 4th of July. That's the only thing, holidays I remember about when I was a child, was the 4th of July.
Were there fireworks for the 4th of July?
No. Fireworks was at Christmas. They got children got firecrackers at Christmas.
What did you do for the 4th of July?
I don't know. Sometimes we, you know, the men would have ball games or something like that. Did things this week, but that, we didn't have anything special. We just knew it was the 4th of July, and people weren't.
Well, I appreciate your time and your help. And
well, I'm glad
very kind
to do
you.
It.
Yeah, I saw you the other day coming to Clemson.
Oh, you did?